Okay, Parshas Truma starts off with a very difficult description of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants with Truma. First of all, we know that there were Gimel Trumas. There were three separate Trumas which Rashi brings down, which also obviously has some kind of meaning, why there were almost three separate campaigns of collection for the Beis HaMikdash. Even though we know, in the world we have many campaigns. But we have many campaigns because campaigns are unsuccessful. So you have to make another campaign. And then you try to raise money again. Those are just campaigns. Dinner call, Shmuel Berak could tell you. Nochamol, sometimes the same people you could call 5-6 times. It's a very complicated thing. I never saw people, except during dinner time, the amount of cover they have for their wives. I can't do it till I talk to my wife. What would you like to do with Ed in the dinner? I can't do it without my wife. The covet and the bickle to their wife is unbelievable. It's beautiful to see. We should make dinners more often just to see the tremendous, the shalom bayis and the avos reyes and the, it's unbelievable. By the Beis HaMikdash, that wasn't the case. By the Beis HaMikdash, the campaign was very successful. They didn't need three campaigns. Plus, we're going to learn about later on, Fakert, it was so successful, V'amalach ha'hoysa dayim v'hoysa. It was left over at the end of the day. So we didn't need extra money in the campaign. Still in all, there were three campaigns. I don't know why there were three campaigns. That's it says Truma three times. There were three separate campaigns. The Chassam Sofer actually learns there were different Madrigas. But the Mashmois of the Medrash is that there were three campaigns from the same people. The Chassam Sofer wants to say actually there are three ways to give tzedakah. The highest level of tzedakah is called Zahav. It doesn't just mean gold. It means like you say somebody is on a high, pure level, you say it's gold. Kesef is the next level down. And then you have Nechoshes, which is the lowest level. So the Chassam Sofer says, doesn't mean how much you're giving. He says, Zov, on a journal they also have that. They have a gold page, right? They have a silver page. They don't really have copper pages. But so the Zov is Zeh HaNoisein Bori. The Chassam Sofer says like this. He says, people that are very generous, they don't need any reason to give. They give tzedakah because they're giving tzedakah. They don't have to be sick. He says, some people, they can only give tzedakah when they're sick. So he says, the word Zohov stands for Zion Hei Beis. Zeh HaNoisein Bori. That's when you give when you're well. That's the highest level. That's gold. He's giving them. There's nothing pushing him. Kesef, the word Kesef, he says, stands for Kisheyesh Sakono Pizel. When there's a Sakona, then he's ready to part with his money. That means when he's sick, Nabach, or whatever, he needs Yeshua, then he's ready to give some money away. Then he says that some people are so cheap that even when they're sick, they can't give tzedakah. But they could write a will for tzedakah. After they're dead, they can give tzedakah. He says that's the Nechoshes. Nechoshes stands for Nofal Choli. Once he already falls, he's finished. Shemitzave, he commands to know after he's dead. Napachayim chiyusa, he won't give. Those are the three. So he learns there's actually three madrigas of tzedakah. And that's also merumas according to him in the three trumas. But lamaisa, like I said from Chazal, it's mashma that every Jew, there was an inyan of three trumas from every Jew. Which obviously is symbolic of three different levels of that the Eibishter wants from us. You have to know what is that? What does it represent? The pasuk also starts off with, instead of saying the words v'yitnu truma, as we'll see later on, there is such a word of yitnu truma. It says v'yikhu li truma. They should take truma. But if the Eibishter wants us to give, why does it say we should take? It should say da'bel b'nei Yisrael v'yitnu truma. They should give truma. What's the v'yikhu truma? So some say that we, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz has this famous idea. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that if a Odom Choshev, an Odom Godel, accepts a gift from you, that's like giving you hanah. Right? If somebody could give Rav Yashiv something, he gets the biggest hanah. They had years ago in Abaye Levine, he was zeicha to tzaddik from Yerushalayim, he was zeicha to mashpia tremendously. And Klai Yisrael, Fraya Yidden, unbelievable how many Fraya Yidden became from Abaye Levine. There are unbelievable stories where he would just look at somebody. He had such love, such avas Yisrael, he would look at somebody, they would melt. So Abaye Levine, not only was he oisik with Fruma Yidden and Fraya Yidden, he was a rov in the prisons. He was Makarav Yidden in the prisons. You're talking about people that were, you know, Ganovim and worse than Ganovim. And they became Shemit Torah Mitzvahs from Abaye Levine. One of the judges in the Supreme Court in New York, this goes back years and years ago, when Abaye Levine was still alive, they were making a, they were letting out a bunch of prisoners, pardoning a bunch of prisoners in Eretz Yisrael. And this judge from New York, high-level judge, was actually he went to Israel and he wanted to see what was going on. And so one of the thieves that was being let out was like a notorious thief. And this judge asked him, he said, I want to know, sir, do you plan to ever steal again? So he said, after being for years in prison, he says, I could comfortably say that there's only one thing that I may possibly steal for. Only one thing. They asked him, what? He said, my Rebbe, Rabbi Arya Levine, this is the kind of talking. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Arya Levine. He said, my Rebbe, Rabbi Arya Levine, who made me into an Erel Chayit, he doesn't have a watch. He was a poor man, Rabbi Arya Levine. Doesn't have a watch. He says, I made a Kabbalah when I was in prison that I'm going to buy my Rebbe a watch. And I plan to work for it. He says, I don't know if I won't be matzliach to get it legally, so I may have to get it illegally. But I have to get a watch for Rabbi Levine. That was his chashivas, Rabbi. He, even this guy, the chashivas, Rabbi Levine will get a watch from him. But the Gemara Lamaise said, Kedushin Paskins like that. The Gemara says that if a Adam Choshev accepts a gift, he could use that for Kedushin. Could be Mekadish to woman. The Hanoah, so she gives him something. Obviously, he can't use the Kiddush in her giving him. That's Ki'ikach v'loi Kisikach. But the Adam Choshev could turn around and say, the Hanoah that you have, that I'm accepting the gift, you should be Mekodesh. Rabbi Yankov has a little horror on the Gemara. He says, an Adam Choshev wouldn't tell that to somebody. It's felt an Adam Choshev to say, you know, the Hanoah that you're getting, the fact that a person like me is accepting the gift. That's a different shayim. But Lamaise, Azay state in the Gemara. So if Yenis and Ibishit says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. So when we give a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, to Rabbani Shalom, Kvayachal, we're really getting Ano. That's the V'yikhu Yitrum. That's why it says V'yikhu. Because really, we're taking. We're taking the pleasure that the Rabbani Shalom is accepting our gift. So it's like we're taking from him. That's as they tied up of Yenison. It's a very nice Pshat, but the next pasuk, as Rav Daniel could tell us from the Kriya, says, "V'zeis atruma asher tikchu meito." The next pasuk contradicts it. The next pasuk says, "This is the truma that you should take from them." The Torah is describing it in both directions as taking, describing it on the Jew, v'yikchuli truma, and then the Torah says that when they collect it from us, they're taking from us. So really, it's sending us a mixed message. On the one end it's saying the Yikhu, on the other end it's saying on their side. So we have to know what is the Pshat in it. The Mishkan is, there are two ways to understand the Mishkan. One is to look at the Mishkan as a Bidiyavit. The whole concept of the Mishkan is a Bidiyavit. We did the Chet of the Egel Hazov. Before the Chet of the Egel Hazov, the Mishkan wouldn't have been necessary. We did the Chet of the Egel Hazov. So now we got the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, as a kapora for the chet of the Egel Hazov. Many of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, were made out of gold, or covered with gold, also to be mechaper. So the Mishkan then could be looked upon as a bidiyevit. In other words, if not for the chet Egel, we wouldn't need it. That's one way to look at it. But the Tonad Ve'Eliyahu says quite to the contrary. The Tonad Ve'Eliyahu says
B'shor she'omu Yisrael nasa v'nishma. As soon as we accepted the Torah, we said nasa v'nishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately told us, v'osu l'migdash v'shachanti b'zeich. So you see from the Tanna Dvei Eliyahu that the Mishkan wasn't a b'diavad. After we did the Egel Azov, then we needed the Mishkan. But rather the Mishkan was there as a l'chatchila. It could be that the Mishkan before the Egel Azov reflected just a mila, and after the Egel Azov it reflected something else too. That could be. But one thing is clear from the Tanna Dvei Eliyahu, from the get-go. If you remember, I said years ago from Torah Tamima, some of you may recall, pshat, Torah Tamima, that in this week's parasha it says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, it says, V'yikhu li truma. Right? Later on, it says, Truma, Truma l'Hashem. This is in Parshas Vayakel. So here it puts the l'Hashem first. Li is l'Hashem, li l'shmi. L'Hashem truma. And afterwards in Vayakel it does l'Hashem, it's truma l'Hashem. So if Torah Tamima came up with a go'inish pshat, mamish, pass for the Torah Tamima, he says, the Gemara says that when you make a kol, when you makdish a korban, you should never say l'Hashem oila. You should only say oila l'Hashem. Why shouldn't you say l'Hashem oila? Because chas v'sholem, a person will say the word l'Hashem and get a heart attack. And they'll never say the word oila. Then it comes out that the l'Hashem is levatol. That's why you should say oila and then l'Hashem. So then, well, by the time you say l'Hashem, it worked. Won't be levatol. Says the Torah Tamima, we know, after Klaisol makabel l'Torah, Misa went away from the world. We wouldn't have had death. We went back to the level of other Marishim. After the Chet of the Egel Azov, then the Misa came back again. So he says, beautiful. He says, this week's Pasha was before the Chet of the Egel. Before the Chet of the Egel, it's V'yikhu li truma. We said l'Hashem truma. We didn't have to worry about dying in between. But then we had the Chet of the Egel Azov. Then after the Chet of the Egel Azov, you could have Misa Chatuf again. Then it goes back to truma l'Hashem. You can't say l'Hashem truma. That's his pshat. Ba'al Kuponim, that is that we can accept, that there could be a level of the Mishkan before the Chet of the Egel and a level of Mishkan after the Chet of the Egel. But that you see clear from Chazal, the Mishkan was a l'chatchila. The Mishkan wasn't a b'diavad. Question is, what is that? Last week we had a little Malava Malka for the alumni in the yeshiva, so we were talking about the whole union of Nasa v'Nishma. What was this big Mila of Nasa v'Nishma? It's many, many different pshatim, but the elementary pshat that everybody understands, the Mila of Nasa v'Nishma, was that Klai Yisrael accepted it before they heard what it was. And the obvious question is, and everybody asked this question, the Ovis kept the entire Torah before it was given. Kol HaTorah Kulah, they kept Kodem Shenitna. So they knew what the Torah was. Yehu Mishpatech Liyankiv. Levi taught the Torah Mitzrayim. The Torah wasn't a foreign item to us. Our Ovis kept even Erev Tavshum. So it's not like we went into something blindly. The Tziduki said, I'm a Pazizan. But we didn't go into this blindly. We knew what we were going into. So what's the big Mila that we said Nasa V'Nishma? Why is that such a Mila? So I'll share with you the idea that I brought down, and it'll tie into this, what's being brought out here in the Vayikru, and what's the pshat in the Parshas Truma. And in fact, that's what's mashma from Chazal, the connection between the Mishkan and Nasa V'Nishma. Because that's what the Mishkan says, B'shor Shomu Yisrael, Nasa V'Nishma. Immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayikru Li Truma. There's some kind of a connection between the Nasa V'Nishma and the Vayikru Li Truma. Question is what that is. What is that connection? Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in his Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, he has an interesting question on the Gemara. The Gemara in Psochim, in various places in Shas, the Gemara says, Lo ilum yasa godem b'toru mitzvah shalei lishmo. Shemitech shalei lishmo bo lishmo. Famous Gemara. There's many contradictions in this topic. Tosfos has the kasha, because sometimes Chazal tell us that if you learn Torah shalei lishmo, it's nechle shalei nivra. Right? Tosfos makes a difference between different kinds of shalei lishma, the amenasla kanter, or there's different kinds of shalei lishma. But simply reading, one chazal is mashma, that's no problem to learn shalei lishma, no problem to do mitzvah shalei lishma. And Rav Yudah Marav says, Loi lo miyasek odom atayom mitzvahs. So Chaim Volozhin brings out another point. His second point is, he says, why does it say Loi lo? Loi lo miyasek odom. It should say yasek odom. Loi lo is something you say, something you're promoting. Right? Chazal are not promoting Shalei Lishma. They're permitting it. There's a big difference between permitting it and promoting it. Why would Chazal, why would Rav Yudah Marav use a lashon, la'olam yasek adam, a person should always, la'olam yasek adam b'tayim mitzvah shalei lishma. Why la'olam? Pella. So Chaim Volozhin also has a beautiful deher, which I want to share with you, this concept. The Reb Chaim Volozhin says a fascinating idea, fascinating concept about every Basar V'dam. He says every single human being is always Shalei Lishma. There's no such thing as Lishma. Ideal, perfected Lishma, there's no such thing. Part of being a physical being is that a person has motives. It's the way a person is. It's a human being. If a person will ever think for a moment that they are without motives, they're fooling themselves. There's no such thing as a person without motives. Everybody has ulterior motives. And every time, on Yom Kippur by Nila, you also have ulterior motives. You always have ulterior motives. He says, but the job of a Jew is always to perfect it. The job of a Jew is to always go to a closer level of Lishma. Right? You have people that do things, they're not doing it for the Rabbanu Shalom B'chlal. They're doing it. They're not even thinking about the Rabbanu Shalom. There are people who are religious people, socially religious. Nothing to do with from God. You have people that will tell you. People have told me this straight out. I don't hold of learning. I don't hold of kol. I don't hold of the whole thing. I don't want to support a son-in-law. I don't. But I want a son-in-law who's going to be in kol. Why? Because that's what people are getting today. That's the end thing. Now again, I'm not saying yes curl, not curl. That's a different shayla. Yes curl, not curl. I was asking for shayla. Yes curl, not curl. This everybody means elu ve'elu. Everybody means l'shem shemayim. But if a guy says, "I don't hold of curl. I don't hold the whole concept of learning. I don't want it. But I'm looking for a young man who's going to be learning for many years." Because that's what's better. When I come to shul, I look more bakovedik than I have a son-in-law who's in kol. I say, my son-in-law's working, it's a bizarre. So, the ganze Yiddishkeit of this guy, his whole, has nothing to do with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Right? Does that mean that a guy who's taka machshev learning, and a guy who's looking for a son-in-law that he can support, does that mean that he's not also thinking about how it looks in shul? When he comes to shul, he says, I got a son who's learning. No, he also is thinking about the guy next to the shul. But he's also thinking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's also thinking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's thinking about how the guy in shul is going to look at him. 100%. That plays a role. But he's also thinking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's Shaykh. That is where Rav Yudah Marav says, Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Yudah Marav says, you should always have a goal to be more Lishma. Your goal in life should always be, if you think you're ready Lishma, you're totally wrong. Then you're in the wrong field. Because every single human being in this world is not 100% Lishma. That's what the Gemara means. La'olam yasek odom b'torah mitzvah shalei Lishma. Person should always do it. Knowing, you have to know that I'm not there. And you should be thinking, you know what? Tomorrow I'll be on a better level. So Chazal are promoting La'olam yasek odom b'torah mitzvah shalei Lishma b'torah shalei Lishma. Because if you don't realize it, you won't have that as a goal. So Chazal is telling you, it's a reality check. You should know you're not Lishma. If you look in the mirror and you think you're Lishma, then you need to go to a doctor. You're not 100% Lishma. But you should know that by doing a mitzvah today with the desire that tomorrow it should be more Lishma, you're going to grow. And every day of your life, you'll become a little more Lishma. And a little more Lishma. That's the job of a Yid. That's the Yisoid of Reb Chaim Volozhin. The Baal Shem says a very, very similar idea as Reb Chaim Volozhin. This is what I told the Talmidim, Lagabi Nasa V'Nishma. He says a beautiful idea. He says, Nasa V'Nishma means every Jew when he does a mitzvah should never feel that he's doing a mitzvah b'shlemus. He should always know, I'm doing a mitzvah today. Through doing the mitzvah today, I will have a better understanding of what a mitzvah is. So tomorrow my mitzvah is going to be different than my mitzvah is today. Tomorrow my mitzvah will be, after I did the mitzvah today, it will be a different level. And that could be another pshat, a mitzvah, gereus mitzvah, not another mitzvah. This mitzvah alone makes the tomorrow's mitzvah on a different madrig. That says the Baal Shem Tov, that's what Nasa V'Nishma means. Nasa V'Nishma means we came to a level, we said we know that we're going to do today, but not after we do the mitzvah. We're going to then keep our ears open to go to the next madrega, so that tomorrow's Nasa will be on a different level than today's Nasa was. And then that Nasa will create another level of Nishma. And then the following day will be on a higher level. So really what they were saying is, according to the Baal Shem Tov, is Nasa V'Nishma V'Nasa. That's the way it works according to Baal Shem Tov. We're going to do today in order that we should have a better understanding of what we're supposed to be, so that tomorrow our Nasa will be better. And then tomorrow's Nasa will be so that we will have a Nishma, better understanding, so that the following... So basically when we said Nasa V'Nishma, we were makabel not to be a stagnant people, to be a growing nation. We're not accepting a bunch of laws and we're saying, okay, we have 613 laws to keep and the Rabbonans and we're okay. That's what we're doing. That's not what we're saying. We're makabel that Keseder, we're going to be a Nasa V'Nishma. That's a Gvaldik Yisoid from the Baal Shem. That's the idea. What's the point of a Mishkan? The point of a Mishkan, there are two elements of the Mishkan. One element of the Mishkan is to create a Mishkan. To create a Mishkan. And one way to look at it is, that's a tachlis, to create a Mishkan. The other way to look at a Mishkan is that a Mishkan is only there to facilitate that it's a place that we can have an aliyah from. It's not a means to an end, the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a place where we could go in and we could elevate ourselves to walk out of the Mishkan differently than we are when we walk into the Mishkan. And that's the purpose of the Mishkan. So the tachlis of the Mishkan is not a place, a confession box, a place where you unload your averus. The tachlis of the Mishkan is a means, a tool to grow from that Mishkan. That's why when we said Nasa V'Nishma, the Baruch Shem immediately gave us the mitzvah of the Mishkan. Because it's on that foundation that the Mishkan was built. The Mishkan was built not to be a Nasa, to build a building. And you know, we see this all the time. You see sometimes shuls, yeshivas, there's such excitement by the building. And then the building goes up, and then it's up. The Iker building campaign is after the building is up. It's what are you going to build from the building? The building is not the tachlis. The building is there to build. That's the tachlis of the building. And the Mela, when we said Nasa V'Nishma, oh, you're right to have a Mishkan. Because if all you guys want is a finished product and that's it, then we have no need for a Mishkan. The Abish doesn't need a Mishkan over here. The tachlis of the Mishkan is what the Mishkan is going to build. And that's why when we accepted Nasa V'Nishma, which means we accepted the Torah as a means to keep on growing, then the Abish said, you know what? I'm going to give you a Mishkan. You're deserving of a Mishkan. So the Hakdom of the Mishkan is, I'll let you build one. As long as the building is not the end, the building is the beginning. Comes Pashas Truma and starts the Yikhuli Truma. The purpose of the Mishkan is what you're going to take from the Mishkan. If you're ready to accept that, then if the person is ready to say that he will use the Mishkan for a Yikhul, then we could take his money. The money we Abishta took from us. The money was taken from us. But the Abishta was only ready to take our money to build a Mishkan if we're going to take from the Mishkan and grow from the Mishkan. That's why the Pasha starts with, Dabo B'nai Yisrael, first is, I'm telling you, on what condition I'm letting you have a Mishkan. I'm letting you have a Mishkan on the principles of Nasa V'Nishma, on the principles of Yikholi. If you're ready to take from the Mishkan, then I'm ready for you to build one. That's Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph is what the foundation of the Mishkan is. The next Pasuk, Pasuk Beis, is now, if that's the case, then we have a deal. Then Tikchu Estrumas. Now we're ready to take the donations. We're only taking the donations if it's built on that principle of Yikholi Tumah. We know that in Avodas Hashem, there are three madregas that are required in order to be able to have Avodas Hashem. Number one, as we said in the past, is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram represents the level of Ko Yehei Zarecha. Right? The Eibishter took Avram out, he showed him the stars, Ko Yehei Zarecha. So Chazal say that's one madrega. The second madrega is Yitzchak. It says when Avram took Yitzchak to the Arkada, Nelcho ad koi v'nishtachave v'nashuv aleichem. And Yaakov is koisem al beis Yaakov v'sagad al beis Yisrael. So the Kedushas Tzion explains each one of the others represents a needed aspect, a needed characteristic in order to grow. Avram represented the characteristic of Kovet Shemayim. Koi is something you could look at. Koi yehi zarecho. Habetu'ei. Avram represented the Kovet Shemayim. Yitzchok, he says, represented the Madrega of Mesiris Nefesh. That was Akedus Yitzchok. V'ani v'anar nelchad koi v'nishtachave. And Yaakov represented the Hasmoda, Yaakov ish tam yeshu v'holam. The continuity. These are the three Madregas that are required in the Mishkan. And since, as I said, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam accepted our donations, it was only based on the principle of what we're going to take from the Mishkan. And we had to have all the madrega of the three others that was the Mishkan was built upon those foundations. In fact, that's why you should know that the Chanukas HaMishkan, the Mishkan was actually ready on Chofei Kislev. The Eibishter didn't make the Chanukah till Rosh Chodesh Nissan because that was the month that the Avos Olam were born. So Mela makes sense now why there were three Trumas. Because it's not a question, like I told you, money-wise, one campaign was enough. But on the V'yikhu end, on the piece that we have to take from the Mishkan, which is the Madrega of Avram, the Madregas of Yitzchak, the Madregas of Yankiv, that the Mishkan was built on, those are three separate Madregas. So in the V'yikhuli, in the Madrega that we have to take, that had to be done in three separate Trumas, to reflect the three foundations of what we have to take from the Mishkan.